This is SBS News in Easy English. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Opposition leader Susan Lee says the coalition's approach to energy policy is not anti-renewables. The coalition says its energy policy would involve investment in gas, hydro, batteries, coal, and also renewables in what Ms. Lee calls the right place. The coalition has confirmed it's abandoning the net zero target by 2050. Nearly 70 public schools in the ACT are closed today as concerns about asbestos contamination continue to spread in the territory. On Friday, 16 schools and 6 preschools were closed for investigation after the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission warned a coloured sand may contain asbestos traces. ACT Education and Early Childhood Minister Yvette Berry says testing will be done over the next few days at the affected sites.
Health officials confirmed that the risk is very low and they do not recommend any clinical assessments will be required for people who have been in contact with these products. However, the ACT has strong work health and safety laws and we are required to eliminate risk as much as is reasonably practicable. For asbestos, that means isolating the space, testing and remediating. All of this is required to be done by a licensed asbestos contractor.
The federal government is to offer $200 million in funding to support 96 projects that help communities deal with severe weather events. Over $138 million will be invested in 41 infrastructure projects, with construction commencing immediately. The United Nations says heavy rain and floodwaters have added to the humanitarian crisis in Gaza after makeshift shelters were completely destroyed. Intermittent rain began on Friday with floodwaters following. In Khan Yunis, the southern Gaza Strip, Abdullah Abu Qatar says his family is also struggling with the cold temperatures.
The rain was very heavy. It lasted all night. All night we and the children were awake, shivering from the cold. We made a channel in the ground to drain the water out. The tent is very worn out. Everything is made of fabric and it's worn out from the sun, so the rain pours down on us. It's indescribable suffering.
More than 100 people, mostly police, have been injured in Mexico City during demonstrations that saw thousands march in protest against corruption and poor security conditions. The demonstrations have mostly been organised by Generation Z youth groups who say they are angered by violence, including the assassination of Uruapan Mayor Carlos Manzo. Protester Manuel Martinez says crime is the key issue.
Carlos Manzo, lo que le pasó.
We came because of what happened to Carlos Manzo. For me, this is living proof that people have woken up. We cannot be in the hands of a country ruled by crime. No more. I think this is the limit.
Former A-League great David Williams has won the Coach of the Year at the 2025 National Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Sport Award for taking a First Nations football team to this year's Emerging Socceroos tournament. Mr. Williams told NITV he feels honoured to receive the award. And that's SBS News in Easy English.